Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
We started reading your Halloween horror stories on Monday, and they've been terrific. I don't know that I have a leader in the clubhouse or anything. It doesn't matter because they all go into the hopper if your story is read.
I feel like the Towering Inferno was quite fun.
It was.
But I have a soft spot for Madison Halloween.
Okay, that's fine.
They've been terrific
so far.
Oh, yeah.
I think the kid who got the postcard that
from,
was
from
used.
The old lady.
Right, from the old lady, just a confused old woman, thought that was pretty good. But if Brian reads yours, if you're sending yours in, you don't have much time to do it. We'll read these through Monday because we're off tomorrow. So we'll read today. We take a day off. Then we come back. We finish up. And we pick a winner on Monday. If your story gets read, you're in the running for the grand prize. $500 gift card from Steinhoffels and a pair of tickets to thanks to Manual Motors, to Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Fiserv Forum. That's coming up on December 30th. Just go to Bob and Brian at 1029thehog.com and send us your stories. All right, on we go with the fresh batch.
All right. Let's see. Where to start? Oh, here we go. Growing up, spending money on Halloween costumes was out of the question. We had three costumes my two older sisters and myself would rotate each year. Casper the Friendly Ghost, a mask with a white sheet, Raggedy Ann, and a hobo.
Of course, man. Bringing back memories.
Every year, my mom would try and remember what each of us were the year before so we wouldn't duplicate our costume. Apparently, that wasn't good enough for one Halloween family picture that we would always have to take. Then the year came that I was the only child in the family young enough to go trick-or-treating. I decided to branch out and make a cheap but what I thought was imaginative costume, the Rubik's Cube. It was the 80s after all, so my mom brought a big box home from work, and I used construction paper to create the squares on the cube, added a hole in the top for my head and a hole on each side for my arms. It was all set, and I thought I would have the best costume in the neighborhood. Everything seemed great until it was time for my mom to take me to my friends. I couldn't get the box in the car. We finally managed, however. It was a little bent out of shape. Once I got to my friend's house and received compliments from her entire family, we went trick-or-treating. Keep in mind, I am 10 years old and very short. The first house we went to had steps. When I tried to take my first step, I plummeted forward and fell in a heap on the front step. I hadn't realized that the box wouldn't clear the step. The other downside is I could only hold my trick-or-treat bag in one hand because my mom brought me such a big box home from work that I couldn't connect my hands in front of the box.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a prison.
Yeah.
It's what you're walking around in. Like you're walking around in stocks.
Poor yeah. kid.
If I wanted to close the bag or move it to the other hand, my friend had to do it for me. By the 10th house, it was clear I couldn't continue being a cube. I took off the box, folded it down, and carried it with me. When people asked me what it was, they said it was a broken Rubik's Cube, so much for being imaginative.
Oh.
Well, you know, that's why you have to test these things.
Yeah, you don't right. think about that at 10. You just have a great idea and you go with it.
Down the slope we go. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother wanted to take me to our cottage for a weekend. Before I could say yes, my mother was already packing my bag and apparently getting our dog ready to go, too.
And could you take the dog, too?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wanted to get the kid and the dog out of the house. That stays a mystery in this story.
Okay.
I packed my Halloween candy I had received from trick-or-treating for the two-hour trip. And during the trip, I started to eat some of it. My dog was clearly hungry, too. So I fed him some after he ate about 10 licorice
mm-mm,
strips.
Mm-mm.
He threw up on the floor of the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Red vomit on gray carpet. Grandma couldn't hear very well and had no clue. Couldn't hear the...
Oh. What about the smell?
Oh, yeah. figuring the dog didn't like the liquor, so I switched to feeding him Butterfingers, Snickers bars.
You're not, they can't have chocolate, right?
And we shared a few Pixie Sticks.
Cool. Oh, who is this? Geez. Theodore Cleaver?
It's a kid, 8-year-old kid. Within 10 minutes, he threw up again and again. Grandma's car was now covered in dog puke. And Grandma still hasn't heard this. The dog
or
then,
smelled it.
The dog then laid down on the car floor in its own puke, clearly not wanting to eat anything else. Figuring something was wrong, I got Grandma's attention, and she asked what happened. I explained I was sharing my Halloween candy, and I got a quick, loud lesson in a Sitco parking lot on the difference between dog food and human food. And our fun weekend turned into a vet visit and me cleaning Grandma's car.
Oh, 8 years old.
8 years old, you can clean the puke out of there. I'm not you dumb kid.
Can Grandma hear an ambulance? Like, what's with that?
I got my mom, bestie, and ex-sister-in-law to dress up as Kiss.
Mom, bestie, and sister. Okay. Yeah, so all right. So they're Kiss. There's three, four of them. Four. Yeah.
They're just K-I-S. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
No,
there's
four.
No, I got
we're
four.
Good.
Mom, bestie, ex, yeah, and her.
All right.
I even went to Mr. Shoe and bought some shoes that had 8-inch heels.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Shoe on Farwell. No longer there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it'd be a challenge walking in them, for so for a few weeks I practiced by wearing them while doing housework and dancing in the living room.
There you go. Sure.
Apparently that wasn't enough. Walked into the first bar and the steps were lopsided. Both feet caved inward. It's not a bad costume stuff.
Yeah. I love this.
I can't imagine how bad that hurt.
The rest of the night, I needed help getting around, so my brother carried me. I decided to wait for the morning and go to urgent care and save some money. I had 2 sprained ankles.
Oh, God.
Every step
the
hurt.
The first bar
ouch,
they went to.
Ouch, ouch.
Suck.
Yeah.
I have to admit, when I... We started getting these. I thought it would just be like bad costumes and being cheated during trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that has happened.
Yeah.
Sure, that's definitely shown up.
But
what?
Well,
the mental damage done?
Well, it was the late 90s. My mother, who grew up in the 60s and 70s, came home from the bar on an October Friday night with a great Halloween prank in mind. This is the mother thinking this up.
Okay. She thought it up at the bar,
what?
Though.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, she wasn't at the lab. She was at the bar.
Mothers can go to bars. I defend mothers going to bars.
Let's see how this goes.
We were going to go to a family friend's house in the country and burn crosses in their yards.
Go ahead. Defend that, Mom.
For the record, me and my mom friends have never burned crosses in anyone's yard.
That would be a prank.
Me being about 10 and not totally grasping what we were doing and was just excited to be pulling a Halloween prank, but my sister, who is 5 years older than me at the time, did know and protested the idea. Mom said, if you don't want to come, you can just stay home. So Sis grudgingly participated. We made crosses, pointy-headed ghost costumes, and brought BB guns.
Oh, my God.
So the Klan. Oh. We went as the Klan.
Oh, God. What did she drink? I don't ever want that, what she ordered.
We made 6-foot-high crosses out of lats, and Mom brought tomato planters to help hold them up. When we stopped to get a gallon of gas, my sister was really nervous that we would be pulled over and arrested. I calmly and ignorantly explained that the only thing we were doing wrong was riding in a car with uncased BB guns. Mom had the foresight to call one of the family members of our target house to make sure that no farm dog would attack us in the dark.
God, what?
Yes, yeah. This is...
Oh. We arrived and set up the lit crosses. My hooded BB gun wielding 10-year-old self went up to their living room window over the TV to get their attention that someone was in their yard. I knew our presence was known when I heard the family's dad yell, "Hey!" And they all came out on their front porch to see what was going on. There we stood, me and my sister, hooded with BB guns and 3 6-foot tall burning crosses.
Wow. New favorite. No. New favorite.
My mom stood off in the dark taking pictures of it all. And the worst part is the mom doesn't even dress up. She just goes off to the corner.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
After a few moments of them standing on their front porch in awe, confusion, and fright, and I don't get that, who just stands out there when they're being vandalized, the crosses started burning bright enough that my mom was spotted and recognized. I can still hear their daughter screaming, "It's the Joneses!" That's when me and my sister de-hooded and had a good laugh. The dad said if we really wanted to freak him out, they should have just lit the crosses and left. Also, when mom got the film developed, we never got any of the pictures back.
Oh, so, and they're on an FBI watch list now.
I would love to hear mom had any more great ideas over the years.
Oh.
Well, let's see. One more?
Sure.
Oh, my Lord.
Boys and girls, so you know, the Bob and Brian Morning Show does not endorse that sort of behavior.
Absolutely
on Halloween.
Absolutely not. But or any other day.
But if you have done it, you know, please tell us about it. It was funny. All right.
All right. I read that one. Here we go. But all along right. the same line.
All right.
It was trick-or-treating sometime in 1988 in Racine. The neighborhood I live in was not good for the festive event of asking for candy. So my mom preferred that my cousin and I walk about 2 miles to another community to collect our sugary treats. That was the fun/easy part. The true adventure was getting back home safely, unarmed, and with all our candy.
Oh, my God.
We put our 9-year-old heads together and figure out a solid plan to get home with all the candy since the year prior. We had both been victims of a bag snatcher a block away from my house. We put all our candy into one king-size pillowcase, wrapped it in a garbage bag, and hid it in a large bush in a back alley a few blocks from my house.
What neighborhood do you live in?
A scummy neighborhood in Racine.
We then filled our decoy pillow with rocks and leaves.
Smart.
Nine.
We drew closer to our home. We heard someone whistling long, dark tones, like they're trying to be scary. Yeah. My cousin did not care to look at who it was and took off running, so I followed. Two older kids caught up with us, figuring we had bags full of candy. Once they saw the bags were filled with leaves and rocks, they started beating us up.
Mm.
The next night, we walked back to our hidden stash with hurting ribs and matching black eyes.
Oh, my God.
What?
Our bodily pains went away once we saw our bag was still there where we left it. But as soon as we started moving the branches of the bush to retrieve our bag, someone started shooting at us.
What?
I heard a bullet whiz by me and hit the garage floor behind us. Garage door behind us. We took off running again, spilling candy everywhere. When it was all said and done, we each ended up with a handful of candy. We never went trick-or-treating again.
Oh, I hope these kids work in a candy factory.
So let's see. We had the shooting at today. Someone wanted a gun yesterday. Remember?
Yeah, get the gun.
Get the gun.
Get the gun. Right.
I had no idea there would be so much gunplay.
Gunplay. Oh, well, they were standing there with BB guns with the burning crosses, too. Yeah, there's more gunplay. Yeah.
What did we just do?
Yeah, right. I had no... This is eye-opening, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we got one more.
You know, we did know going in that people spend a lot of time and money on Halloween.
I just thought they drank too much on Halloween. There was so much gunplay. Like, naughty this, sassy that.